Yeah, I did. Hey, welcome and thank you for listening to 8020, where we have spirited debate and discussion on sports, local and national issues, race, education, and just about everything else. The rules are simple in every discussion, conversation that is mainly based on opinion. 80% of the opinion is correct, and the other 20% is correct. We just need your help to decide who has the 80 and who has the 20. I'm Jay Stars. Of course, I'm always accompanied by my right-hand man with the master plan, Aunt Jay. What up, dude?
Yo, what up? How you doing, Jay?
Man, you know, I'm living a dream, I think. I think so, bro. I think I'm living a dream. Thanks, I won't be. All right, and so, hey, you know what? Why don't we just go ahead and jump in this thing? We're going to try something a little bit different this time. And, go a little bit shorter. So what do you think, man? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So what are we talking about today?
Okay, so first of all, before we get started, we have an actual special guest with us today of the incomparable. Yeah, I'm going to do it earlier. Why not? I mean, they got to know who's here. So,
you know, we do pre-production.
Yeah.
We write stuff down.
Yeah.
We talk stuff out.
I can't wait.
And everybody says,
I
agree. And then they do their own thing. That's cool. Whatever.
And
you
then
know.
The Titanic sink.
Why do we even
They didn't plan on the Titanic sinking, but it's like. So anyway, so Jay Stoggs has a wonderful wife and family, and we are so blessed to have his wonderful helpmate, I'm talking into the mic. But she needs to talk into the mic. And I need to talk to the mic more? Yeah. Oh, well, okay, so can we just start this over then? No? Okay, well, forget it. Okay, so Jay Stoggs' wife is in the building. The illustrious, how many more adjectives do I give you? Margot is in the building. Hi, Margot.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, hubby. How are you guys? I'm so happy to be here.
What's up?
You guys do some great work. 8020 really outlines the key issues in sports today. Thank you for your service.
That's beautiful.
Wow,
and
thanks.
On the show, it's just Ant. They don't know me as Anthony.
Oh, Ant.
That's Jay, awesome.
Ant Jay, divorce reason, a.k.a.
Did I out you? I apologize.
It's okay, man. I got the groupies coming and looking for me, so it's okay.
My daughter's not a groupie, bro. All right, let's do it.
All right, first topic.
First one.
What are your NFL predictions for this playoff series? We got the final eight. We got Atlanta versus Philly. We got New Orleans versus Minnesota. Jacksonville versus Pittsburgh. New England versus Tennessee. What do you think?
ATL definitely is looking good. And, you know, Jacksonville has made an upset already. I think they have a chance to really take it pretty far. I don't know if they can make it all the way, but the actual prediction who will close the deal, my money's on Minnesota.
That's to win it all.
Why not? We can just, why not?
I mean, no team has ever won, first of all, gone to a Super Bowl that they've hosted, let alone won. So, and you have a third string quarterback. That's pretty bold. I mean,
I believe in miracles, and I also believe dreams do come true. So I am going to say that Minnesota can close the deal.
This is why we love it. That's why I can't wait. Did you hear that? That was wonderful, Margo. That was wonderful.
Thanks, Aunt.
It's Aunt J, okay? Aunt J.
Aunt J.
You want it on here. Here you go. Congratulations. So, way to go, dude. All right. So, you got Minnesota taking it all, which means that Philly loses, Atlanta loses, and who do you have in the AFC?
That's a good question. But you know what? I do want to say ATL strong, Philly strong. I mean, these are some great teams, and anything could go. But you did ask me about the other side.
Yes,
I call
right.
the other side Jack's Pitt. You know, I probably would go not with Tennessee. They beat my Chiefs. My Chiefs were up 20 and lost. Like, I felt like someone took my heart and ripped it out. I still am trying to recover from that. But anyway, that's a side note. New England's pretty always strong. I'll go with New England. New England, Minnesota will clinch it.
Minnesota clinches.
Like butt cheeks. Okay.
I almost don't want to ask you what your predictions are, Aunt Jay. Voice of
AKA
butt clinches.
Voice of reason. Let's get it.
Voice of butt clinching.
Reason. Well, sometimes when you think you are.
Oh, prayed out.
The butt clinches up.
Prayed out.
I want you all to notice how beautiful it is that you have mixed the voices up. You know, in sports, it's always men, but isn't it nice to hear some women's commentary?
Women?
Women.
Talking women's. About. Sports.
You know I love it. Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. It's funny to hear about women and wives talk about sports.
It's not funny. I'm just making the comment that I appreciate being invited and welcomed. I mean, that speaks volumes to you all.
Yes. Thank you. We appreciate it. We like to joke and have fun here, but in all seriousness, yes, sports is about all people. So, I don't know.
Yes, he kisses up to his wife. He knows. I love you too, baby.
She just put it on wax.
So,
the kissy voice is now.
Let's go ahead and.
All digital, baby.
Yeah, well.
Can we move on now?
We sure can.
Okay, great.
Please do. You haven't even said yours. No one has said theirs.
Oh, this is fan. This is like the 80s NBA slogan. This is fantastic. Okay.
Why don't we get to your predictions, please?
Okay, so. Long story short, okay, predictions are Minnesota is going to lose in the Super Bowl to New England.
Right.
Minnesota knocked off ATL. They also beat New Orleans. So basically, I didn't say anything that Marco didn't say, but.
You concur?
I guess so. You know, I'm trying to keep peace in the family, too. topic number two. Okay, so this
too
is.
Too late.
It's too late?
Yeah. Hey, wait. Did I put my predictions out there?
Well, I just figured you'd follow the family.
No, I'm predicting
okay, go,
that.
Go ahead.
No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Predicting that New England's going to win it all.
Right, but that's what all three of us have said.
Nope. Your friend over there
said
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Minnesota.
She said Minnesota was going to take it all.
So I'd wish you'd follow the conversation. That'd be great.
Well, I'm just happy that she's in the room.
I'm glad that you're happy.
It's been a blur.
But can we...
Follow
the conversation.
But I do concur that New England is a strong, strong team. And I've been to that stadium up there. It's cold.
Oh, yeah. You know, the stadium
is
what predicts.
And it's old and tall.
Old and cold.
I know some people in this room that are old and cold. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep it moving in. I guess we're going to go to the next topic.
All right, LeVar Ball. Okay, Jay, so as a father, as a wonderful father, what are your impressions of LeVar Ball and his decision-making with his sons?
Okay,
that's
so
the topic.
We keeping this kid-friendly?
Yeah, you have your wonderful daughter in the room.
Wait, is this the guy that has been coaching his sons and they are really good and talented in basketball?
They're okay.
And then
two
they
are good, one is eh.
And then they went to like China and stole some Gucci stuff.
The middle son went to China Jerangelo. Anyway, he went to China, shoplifted like I think
Gucci.
No, it wasn't even Gucci. It was like $30, $40, $50 bucks. I don't know, man, but it was something. Basically, it was something that his father or his brother could have paid for easily. But he decided, hey, I'm going to stay with my other friends. And Donald Trump had to save him because, you know, Donald Trump is his daddy. But he had to go in and save him. And then, you know, LeVar Ball said, hey, you know what? I'm taking my sons out of school. What? So he takes his middle son out of UCLA.
They may have gotten
and his youngest
out,
son.
And he's been
no, in. He would have been suspended, but he would have came back and played. But he said no because he wants him to be a one and done.
So he's going to go to the pros.
So what has happened? What has happened is he has taken his middle son, who was in UCLA, and his youngest son, who was in high school. High school, 16 years old.
Still don't have a trade.
16 years old or a license. 16 years old,
homeschooled.
And and
oh,
took
he's
them.
He's gonna be homeless.
And took them to Lithuania to go play professional ball.
Isn't that where Balky comes from?
Correct.
From perfect. Something like that.
Strategically smart. If I was a parent, because he was gonna get kicked out of school. They have a tarnished name already. They need to kind of mix it up. They want to focus in on basketball. They can focus in on their academics over there. They can kind of clear the slate. They really messed up here. They really messed up. And there have been too many distractions for them to be able to just get back in the mainstream and focus. Am I wrong?
He's 19, the middle son, and the youngest is 16. They're both out of school. He took both of them out of school. And
well,
flew them to Lithuania.
Are you keeping up with the homeschooling movement? There's so many ways to get your high school diploma.
How are you gonna be homeschooled
in Lithuania?
It's all online,
no,
folks.
No, you can't learn math like that online.
No.
You can't.
Kids are doing it every day. Our good friends, the Horns, did it. You just go online.
This is drop names right here. This is dropping names.
Okay, this was the anonymous scratch. But we have good friends that do that. You just go online. Lillian can do it. Anybody can do it.
Not well.
And this is from, I understand what you're saying. Yes, it can be.
You can get your diplomas. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but don't say you can't do it.
But the problem is this. If there's always an issue, daddy pulls you out and then blames other people. That's the problem that we have here. Because when we look at Lonzo, the team is not doing well, so instead
clearly
of...
Clearly, it's not our family values, but let me be clear. This man has one mission and one mission only, that his boys play basketball.
Well, one of them, they're going to play basketball. The question is, does the team want them to play for them? Because when you have a father who is on record dissing the coach and saying that he's lost the locker room, that's an issue. At some point, the son has to say, Dad, I need you to step back.
Well, he's not the first, nor will he be the last helicopter parent or mother.
Oh, of course not. But this is the most vocal, number one.
Well, people are paying attention because he has... Because
he's a loudmouth.
Well, not only that, but he played. He has some credibility.
He has never played.
I thought he played professional ball.
No, he averaged 1.9 points a game in college.
In
1.9 at a small
college. So daddy sucked.
So dad sucked a big one, yep.
So that's why dad is just so focused in getting his boys, and he will do anything.
I got you. It's Joe Jackson.
Yeah,
it's Joe Jackson in sports
form.
These
are clearly not our family values.
Well, but the problem is this. Kids now see this, and parents see this, and this is actually a culture that has festered and will continue to fester.
Yeah, mommy and daddy.
AAU, the whole AAU movement and everything like that, this is the manifestation of that. This is when you have a machination of a person who is so over the top that this now becomes the new norm, and that's a problem when this becomes a new norm.
Well, as I provide commentary, I'm not saying that I think it's right, or again, it's our family values, but this is what he felt he needed to do for his boys to ensure the ultimate goal, because they had lost credibility and standing here in the United States trying to play through the traditional route of going through college and then professional ball.
But Americans love the comeback story. They love it. Look at Michael Vick. Michael Vick is the ultimate comeback story that people love. He went from great quarterback, right? Could do no wrong, could zip the ball 70 yards down the field, could run up and down the field. Arthur Blank, oh, that's my boy. He was like, oh, Arthur Blank, that's my guy. And then went into a dogfighting scandal, right?
Mike Vick?
That's the one.
Virginia Tech.
That's the one.
Hey, baby, I knew what school.
But
then,
get that girl a cookie. So he does that, goes to jail. Right? When he gets out, guess what he does? He goes back and plays professional football, and people are talking about he should get the comeback of the player, of the year award. People love Americans love a comeback story. They love it. So going to Lithuania instead of taking your medicine and saying, hey, y'all messed up. All right, I'll sit, do whatever I need to do. learn the game the right way. He ain't going to learn nothing in Lithuania. Not on that team. He's not. If you really want to play against those that you're going to play against them.
You mean top level talent?
That would be it.
Because they already like lost today. I don't know if you saw it.
I just.
Yeah, the team that the Balls are on, they already lost.
You mean the Boys?
No, the Balls. That's their last name is Ball. I know it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
big
I know
ball of bread,
sound.
Yo, baby.
But the, no, the Balls lost today. Yeah. They didn't score a lot of points.
And, oh, they didn't?
No, they didn't.
Kind of like their brother.
They miss their friends, their family, and their culture. That's hard.
But hey, the father is doing.
Whose decision was that?
But the father is doing what he sees best for his kids.
New edition quote: can you stand the rain?
Man. So, yo, that's an 80-20 topic.
Yeah, let us know what you think about the evolution of the Balls.
Oh, my gosh. Craziness.
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Topic number three.
Let's do it.
As things quickly deteriorate.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is our what are we doing moment in sports. As you know, we are based out of the Fort Worth, Dallas area.
I like how you put Fort Worth first.
Prairie. Yeah.
I like how you put Fort Worth first. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, Funky Town.
Hey, Terry County, baby. Terry County. TC.
So here's the thing, right? Our sports team are the Dallas Mavericks. Is that correct?
That is one of our sports teams.
So we envisioned this season the Mavericks losing every game with passion and fervor. And and we're expecting to get like maybe a top five pick.
At least. Top three.
And lo and behold, Rick Carlisle is still coaching his butt off. With these bad news Bears, with 45-year-old Dirk Nowitzki.
Man, what are we
with
doing?
With 18-year-old Dennis Scott Jr., and they're winning more than we would like. So, man. Jay, what are we doing?
You know what? I wish I knew. Because when you have Dirk coming off the bench with J.J. Barea, you know, you got to hurt.
Seth Curry. Noel's, you know.
Nerlens Noel.
I don't like him.
And then you know, Yogi Ferrell.
5'9" Yogi Ferrell.
Is acting like, you know what? I'm about to start raining threes. Wesley Matthews.
Bow and arrow.
is trying
you know
to
what?
Look like an all-star.
Here's the thing. I've given him so much sugar
a lot of grief.
Honey iced tea.
A lot of grief.
I got to give Wesley the fact that he seems to be the emotional, like.
He's balling.
Heartbeat of the team.
Dude, he's balling. He's balling. But the problem is this.
We don't want y'all to.
We don't want you to. I don't need you to win. I don't need you to win.
Oh, gosh. There's a 6'10 forward out of Arizona. He's got, like, some funky name, but he's built like a Mack truck. He's wonderful. I would like to get this guy. However.
Let's everybody wave.
Uh-oh.
Goodbye.
Our guest
our special
is
guest has got to go.
The illustrious Margo.
Yeah.
Is it Margo Stoggs? Can
I don't
we
know
call
what it
that?
Is. Yeah, that's fine. Right.
Okay, well, Margo Stoggs has left the building.
Yeah. Margo Mack. We'll call her Margo Mack.
Margo Mack.
Yeah.
Million. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's get back to the show.
that was great. That was, okay. I got to collect myself. Okay, so we don't need y'all to win so much.
No.
And they're like, they're beating teams they're not supposed to beat.
Yes.
They beat Charlotte last night.
Like they're hanging in. With Golden State.
Why?
And I'm like.
Why does it need they need a Steph Curry 3 to win the game?
Man.
Like, stop it. Like, okay, if this was next year, please play with this passion, this vigor. But not this year.
No,
not this year.
We
need talent.
We need talent.
And nobody's going to sign with us through free agency.
No.
So.
No.
Please.
Because this is rebuilding. We are rebuilding. If no one else understands this, please understand this. We are rebuilding. We're not a playoff type team.
Right.
So and if we're not a playoff type team,
yes,
we are then a rebuilding team.
By definition. And here's the thing.
Yes.
We don't want to be the upper echelon of the rebuilding team.
Not yet.
Like, okay, again, Sacramento, LA, these teams, Orlando, that stockpile of, of lottery picks, by all means, you guys take the 10th, 11th spots in the conference. Take the, you know, struggle for that 8th spot. You have the talent to do that.
Right.
But the Mavericks have like 5 point guards in rotation right now.
Yes.
Let me think. Okay. Smith is a point guard.
Yes.
Yogi's a point guard.
Yes.
Barea is a point guard.
Yes.
And Harris is a point guard.
Yes.
I might be missing somebody. Oh, you are. I'm sorry. Curry's hurt.
Yes.
So he would be like a point guard, combo
and then,
guard.
And then our retread that came back, that he's kind of a point too.
Who's this? I said Harris. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, but that's 4. In
that's
heavy,
4.
And then they're playing like between 20 and 30 minutes a game.
Yes.
And Barea's like the closer now in the fourth quarter.
Yes. Like, they put Barea and Farrell on the court at the same time.
Yes, but they, you know, at the beginning of the season, they started D. Smith and Yogi.
Yes.
So, again.
So, your front court.
What is going
your
on?
Your front court averages 6 foot. Averages 6 foot.
You mean with, back court?
Back court. Your back court averages 6 foot.
Your back court averages
with Yogi at 5'11 and Barea at 6'1.
A high school junior is starting for both guard positions. You got a high school freshman.
That's what you get. Come on, man.
But we
come on, dude. No, seriously. I understand you don't want to bring losing culture into your locker room.
And they're not.
Like, I get that. But at some point, you got to say, okay, listen, let's start working on developing our young players.
At the very least. And that's where I would say, what's the boy that got traded from Philly? I wouldn't mind him
not
playing.
Powell.
No, this Justin Anderson.
I'm good with that.
I wouldn't mind him playing now.
Let's see what we can do.
But we don't have him. Noel. Marcus. Yeah. I don't know if I like. Anyway, can we move on?
I think we
remember
can.
Strong 30, right?
Strong 30.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
So, rant time. This is it. This is the main event. This is rant time. So, we're going to figure out a creative name for this rant time thing.
You can help us out with that.
But. Yeah, please help us out with that. But right now, we got to let it go. Let it go.
Okay,
so he's got a rant, and I've got a rant. Jay, your rant today is,
you know,
what's going on with those Dallas Cowboys? Rant it up.
I can tell you very easily what's going on with it. It's three people. One of which you cannot get rid of.
Who are you frustrated for?
Because he owns the team.
Really?
And we already know, and we've already said it to no length. But now let's move down one peg to the now head coach, who is a backup quarterback.
Don't you talking about Red J?
I'm talking about
Jesus.
I'm talking about Red Jesus, Jason Garrett.
Keep it up.
Here is my issue with Jason Garrett. Okay? Jason Garrett is by far the worst coach I have ever seen. And I will tell you why that is. Jason Garrett is a backup quarterback. That is what he is. That is all he knows. He only knows how to run 15 plays because he was a backup quarterback. So he's not going to get the whole playbook. He's going to get 15 plays. And that's exactly what the Cowboys run. 15 plays. So at some point in time, someone has to tell me why in the world we have a backup quarterback who has shown, number one, he can't win in the playoffs. And number two, he can barely win in the regular season. Why he is still the head coach. I don't understand this. Okay, next point and final point. It is time for our receiving core to go away. Go far, far away. Trade $12.5 million, 50% catch in, no separation, Dez Bryant. It's time to get him out of here. The dude doesn't want to take a pay cut because, hey, that's his money. Fine, don't take it. But you're going to either get cut or traded because your production is somewhat what we call horrible. You need, sir, to be traded. You got to trade him. You got to get rid of him. He is not what we need for the team. So, Jason Garrett, you got to fire. It's time. It's time, people. How are you going to fire the rest of the coaches and not fire the head coach? He's the one that hired these people. Get rid of Jason Garrett. Second point, get rid of or trade, cut Dez Bryant. The dude can't separate. He can't get hit. If you hit him in the hands, he may or may not catch it. Anywhere else around him, he ain't going to catch it. The dude gets targeted so – he got targeted so many times. 10 times a game. He's only going to catch 5 of those. That's his average. So, you know, you start putting that over the whole season, man, that's horrible. $12.5 million a year, that's not $12.5 million a year. I'm sorry, that's not. You know, whoever is the second, let's see, is it Butler? No.
I think Butler needs more PT. He needs to take that spot.
Well, Williamshire ain't separating from nobody.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, I know we've talked about it, but both of them maybe should be out of a job.
I agree. Get rid of them. Get rid of Switzer. I'm tired of Switzer. I'm tired of him being back there, fair catching every ball. Muffing dang near every ball. You know, he runs 5 yards and he trips over his own feet. I'm tired of this dude. He is no Cole Beasley. He doesn't have the speed. He definitely doesn't have the hands. Keep Cole Beasley. You know, give the new age Jay Novacek, tight end. You know, I can't even, man, I'm so flustered right
Escobar?
Now. Oh boy, don't do that.
I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about.
Starting tight end.
Whitten.
Thank you. I'm having a brain fart.
Old Faithful.
Hey, let him ride out whatever. He can do whatever he wants to do. You just go up to him and say, hey, what do you want to do today? All right, that's fine. Sounds good to me. Let him do it.
Five yard curl.
Do a 5 yard out.
5 yard, you know, curl.
Sit in the zone. I don't care. You're right there. Because he does that. You know what he does when the ball gets to him? He catches it.
And he's dependable too.
So, I don't understand how we are even debating whether we should keep Dez Bryant and why Jason Garrett still has a job and he hasn't made it past the first round or the second round only because he had a bye. This dude is straight garbage. He is a backup quarterback. He only knows 15 plays. That's all he was allowed to learn. So, you know, that's why the Cowboys only run 15 plays. They run the same 15 plays.
That's why we let it go.
That's why we let it go.
Is it gone? Or is it still there?
Not until he leaves, but okay.
Okay.
But today.
Okay, so last topic is my let it go. I don't know if I'm going to be as impassioned as Jay, but my let it go is simple. And I can respect this man. And we are totally off topic. This is going to be non-sports related. I'm tired of Kevin Hart. It hurt me to say that.
However, sacrilege, but I'm going to give you a time.
However, he's in everything. At the end of my job, I get something to eat, get something to drink, and I personally watch the internet. I'm on YouTube and various sites that I like. And every sixth screen. Oh my God. Boom, bat, pow. Jumanji. Watch it. Oh my God. It's the best. Captain Underpants. Oh my God. Boom, bat, pow. Every time. Yeah. Every time. He's in everything. And again, I'm not saying, Kevin, don't go get the money. Kevin, get the money. He's basically our age. But I'm fatigued of K Hart. I'm fatigued of Chocolate Drop.
Go get the money.
I'm fatigued of saying with your chest. I'm fatigued of what is the teacher's skit? My mama told me to tell you, you better watch your goddamn mouth and long neck, no titty, I'm how many times are you going to star in a movie with Ice Cube? How many times are you going to star in a movie with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson? Kevin, just take a couple years off, man. That's it?
That's what you got?
Kevin, I will always love you. However, we need some time to separate. It's not you, it's me. I'm just telling you, out of all the time that you spent, out of all that time that you spent developing your craft and your journey, I can't be on this journey anymore. I gotta take a few steps back. I gotta say bye. I gotta say so long to the B plus movies that you're making every 6 months. It's gotta be time, Kevin. Kevin, don't look at me like that, Kevin. Don't. This is hard enough for me too, Kevin. I gotta hit that old dusty trail. I've gotta close this chapter of the book. All right. Don't call me for. Don't.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's because it's hard to break up with somebody.
I understand,
you just gotta,
man. I understand, dude. How about we go, you know what I'm saying? We go out like this.
Oh!
Yo, that's our show. We sure appreciate you listening to 8020. And, of course, to our special guest.
Margo
Mack. We appreciate you stopping through, falling through, and getting out. So, yo, keep it locked to us. We appreciate you so much. Yeah, like I said, we just going for this 30 minutes, but hey, we like it. I think we might like this. But yo, check us out. We're putting it up on the website. We're putting it up on Facebook. At least check us out on Facebook. 8020, who is right? Hit us up. Aunt J Stoggs. Yo, we are out.